Although it exists mostly in cyberspace, Florida Virtual School is its own school district, according to the state's budget. And it gets a certain amount of money based on the number of students enrolled. But because it has no buildings, it gets fewer dollars than the rest of Florida school districts. This year, Florida Virtual is expecting a 20% increase in the number of kids it serves. At the same time, its funding could soon be capped if a student decides to take a virtual school course outside of their normal 6-credit-hour day in their regular school.
What they have indicated is that our budget will go up $9 million, which is 4%. Our student enrollment will go up 20%. When you factor a 20% increase in growth and only a 4% increase in funding, it's a $35 million funding loss.
Julie Young is the president and CEO of Florida Virtual School. Its annual budget is around $200 million, and Young says the policy shift would affect the majority of students who enroll at Florida Virtual. Those are part-time students seeking to take a 7th class. Some are taking makeup courses outside the regular school day, and others may be trying to get ahead or take a class not offered at their school. Young says the effect of the cut will lead to larger class sizes and fewer course offerings at the 15-year-old Florida Virtual.
Just in the last 2 years, school districts, actually be willing to step outside their comfort zone. And now that they've kind of gotten the hang of it and made it available to their kids, the state is coming back and saying, well, now we can't afford it.
The virtual school relies on its partnerships with traditional school districts, and those districts have also been running the numbers on potential losses from the funding change as well. In fact, when Broward County 9th grader Naaman Thacker went to enroll in an advanced placement computer class at Florida Virtual for the summer, he was turned down by his home school district.
Your guidance counselor has to approve that, but she told me to take it through Broward Virtual. But when I went to sign up, the memo said that the class is either not available or there is no space for the class. So then I called we called the principal, and then we got the course approved.
I think where the breakdown was is that the school was thinking that they're not allowed to approve enrollments with Florida Virtual School, which has never been communicated to our schools at all.
That's Broward Virtual School Principal Chris McGuire. His school partners with Florida Virtual, and he says there could have been miscommunication between district officials and the local schools. In Naaman's case, McGuire says districts don't like students taking summer AP courses because they can't take the course credit tests until the spring. But state law says districts can't stop kids from enrolling in Florida Virtual. Yet a handful of similar situations have emerged in counties like Pinellas, Pasco, and Santa Rosa. McGuire says he thinks school districts may be postponing virtual school enrollment until the budget picture becomes clearer.
We're getting spoon-fed bits and pieces of information out of Tallahassee, and we've not seen anything in writing as far as what the impact is going to be, how this is going to work from a financial perspective, when the law takes effect.
That budget change would happen July 1st. McGuire says districts are concerned because they've never had to share funding with Florida Virtual School before. Under the state budget change, Florida Virtual would receive a 1/7 of what it normally gets for teaching students who take extra online classes. A school district would get 6/7 of its normal funding for the same student. And those funding levels drop the more courses students take. The change would cost the Pasco County School District about $2 million, less than 0.5% of its budget. District officials say they did initially hold off on registering students for Florida Virtual last month, but have now resumed registration. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.